हरे कृष्णा, द एम्प्टीनेस विद इन एम्प्टीज एवरीथिंग विदाउट. एम्प्टीनेस विद इन रेफर्स टू अ सेंस ऑफ पॉइंटलेसनेस, ऑफ होपलेसनेस, ऑफ डिस्ट्रेस, ऑफ नोइंग एग्जिस्टेंशियल एंगस्ट अबाउट नॉट नोइंग व्हाट द पर्पज ऑफ लाइफ इज. Most people today suffer from this existential sense of emptiness. Even if they don't acknowledge it, even if they don't themselves recognize it, people will seem to be very busy. They're running around doing this, doing that, achieving this, enjoying that. However, in most cases, this hyperactivity is an attempt to forget the emptiness within. Today's worldview is largely materialistic. And such a materialistic worldview, life has no purpose beyond the immediate gratification of the senses. In Bhagavad Gita 16.8, Krishna says, Asatyam apratishtham te jagadahuraneshwaram aparasparasambhutam kimanyat kamahaitukam. So he says, there are godless people who say, there is no truth, there is no God in control, there is no foundation for the world. And what is the purpose of life? It's kamahaitukam. It is ultimately pleasure, sensual pleasure. And the consequence of such a worldview, Krishna says in the next verse 16.9, Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmano alpa buddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmana kshayaya jagatohitaha. So etam drishtim, such a intel, such a vision, having accepted that, avashtabhya nashtatmano, the person is destroyed, destroys one's soul, and alpa buddhaya, the less intelligent. Prabhavanti ugra karmanaha, they engage in a destructive work. Shayaya jagatohitaha, meant for the destruction of the world. So here, the point that Krishna is making is that actually we all are troubled by a sense of emptiness. The sense of emptiness comes because we are not able to recognize, acknowledge the ultimate purpose of life. And materialism leaves us with no purpose of life, because materialism makes us believe that we are just blobs of protoplasm, somehow come alive, then nothing existed of us before, and we will not exist in future, before birth or after death. And while living like this, any time we may just be decimated by one bug or one bang. And our purpose is pleasure, that's what we are told, but sensual pleasure soon becomes dull, deadening, degrading, empty. And as we keep chasing materialistic things more and more, we pursue sensual pleasures in more and more frantic ways, frenzied ways, but actually they follow the pleasure, the law of diminishing returns. They give lesser and lesser and lesser pleasure. Till ultimately, no matter how gross one may enjoy, still one gets no pleasure. That's how people become addicted. They become attached to something first, they enjoy it a little bit, but then that attachment becomes stronger and stronger, it becomes an addiction where they just can't give it up. And they want it more, they want it more intensity, more frequency, more perversity, but ultimately they don't get pleasure. Everything ultimately becomes pointless. And such people, for them, life itself becomes a gnawing emptiness. Albert Camus, existentialist philosopher, he said that existence is misery. The only philosophical question left is, should we commit suicide today or tomorrow? Such despair results from the acceptance of a totally materialistic worldview. Gita wisdom opens us, rescues us from this existential emptiness. It reveals a fullness and richness within by explaining that we are at our core souls, and the soul has an eternal relationship with the whole, who is an all-attractive, all-loving person, Krishna. When we learn to connect with Krishna through bhakti yoga practice, when we remember him, when we serve him, then his all-attractiveness becomes revealed in our heart. And when there is richness and fullness within our heart coming from remembrance of Krishna, then our life also becomes filled with richness and fullness, because we see everything connect with Krishna. We see every situation as an arrangement of Krishna. We see everything as a resource for engagement in Krishna's service. And thus, the richness of devotion within brings richness without in our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.